the Dallas Morning News, I'm Christopher Wynn. This is a breaking news update on the murder trial of fired Dallas police officer Amber Geiger. The trial is happening now at the Frank Crowley Courts Building in Dallas. This update is part of a special report, The Death of Botham Jean, Amber Geiger on Trial. Catch up on our previous episodes by searching for the Dallas Morning News in your preferred podcast player. You'll also find links at dallasnews.com. And please note, these breaking reports may contain explicit language or mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
We heard Amber Geiger's frantic 911 call today in court. We also saw body camera video of first responders, police officers, as they desperately tried to save Botham Jean's life.
This is Jennifer Emily, and I'm covering the Amber Geiger trial for the Dallas Morning News. I've left the Frank Crowley Courts building in Dallas. It's Tuesday night. Court is over for the day. Today was an emotional day in court, in both expected and unexpected ways. Let's break it all down. The biggest news coming out of the trial today was the body camera footage from the Dallas police officers who arrived first at Botham Jean's apartment. The officers got there before paramedics and desperately tried to save his life. John had a weak pulse, and they spoke to him, trying to get him to respond. But he never did. The officers are yelling, asking each other if they need to take over. You hear loud counting as one of the first responders begins CPR. Officers run around the apartment searching for a first aid kit or a hand towel so they can stop the bleeding. I've probably covered more than 100 trials, but watching these officers and later paramedics struggle to save John's life was very difficult to watch, probably because you knew he was going to die. John's family left before prosecutors showed body cam videos. They knew what was coming, and they didn't want to see. Also in court on Tuesday, we heard the 911 call Geiger made after shooting John. For four of the 12 jurors, this was the first time they heard the call.
Okay, we have help on the way.
I know, but I'm going to lose my job. I thought it was my apartment.
Okay, I'm fine. Hold on.
Fuck.
John's parents, Allison and Bertram Jean, sat side by side as Geiger's voice filled the courtroom. Bertram Jean put his arms around his wife, and a family friend sitting behind them wiped away tears. As Geiger listened, she dropped her head and also wiped away tears. Three neighbors who lived on the fourth floor of Southside Flats near Jean took the stand Tuesday afternoon. One was Joshua Brown, who lived across the hall. He was coming home the night Jean was killed when he heard what he thought sounded like two people meeting by surprise. He testified that he couldn't make out what they were saying, and the two people were speaking at the same time. Brown testified that he just met Jean for the first time the day he was killed. They had just a brief conversation in the hallway that day.
Had you met the complainant before that day?
The complainant, you mean?
The Botham
Jean? Yeah, yes. Well, I met him that day.
Had you ever seen him in the building before that day?
I can't say I can't say I seen him. I heard him in there.
Okay, when you say you heard him, what did you mean?
Heard him singing every morning.
Okay, you heard him singing. What kind of things did you hear him sing?
Gospel music, Drake.
And your door is directly across the hall from where Mr. Jean's apartment was, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So in the mornings, were you inside of your apartment when you heard Mr. Jean singing or outside of your apartment?
I'll probably hear him when I come out, lock my door. I hear him.
So from in the hallway, you can hear his activities inside his apartment. Mm-hmm. Yes? You have to say it out loud, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
He was so upset, Judge Tammy Kemp sent the jury out of the courtroom and called for a recess. Court ended just after 5 p.m. The jury is once again sequestered and will be until the trial ends. Kemp reminded jurors that, although they shouldn't have access to any media, they should not read or watch anything about the trial. The judge told the jurors in advance that they would not have access to their phones while the case was going on. The Texas Rangers took over the investigation from the Dallas Police Department 2 days after Jean's death. I'll be back in the courtroom and we'll bring you the latest updates. Until then, I'm Jennifer Emily for the Dallas Morning News. You can find our live updates from the trial at dallasnews.com, where I go into more detail about the case.
Please help support our journalism and projects like this one by visiting dallasnews.com/audio. We have an exclusive offer there just for listeners. If you're looking for more of our audio reporting, subscribe to our daily news briefings and special reports by searching for the Dallas Morning News on any podcast platform. This episode was produced by Benjamin Robinson, Jennifer Emily, Marcia Alert, and Christopher Wynn, with editing by Matt Peterson. Our music is by Jason Reimer. Special thanks to our partners at NBC5. Until next time, thanks for listening.